listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about having a better measure than simple success. Here's what I mean. I'm going to read to you from Numbers chapter 20, verses 10 and 11, where we go back to Moses and the people of Israel in the days of the Exodus. Numbers chapter 20, starting at verse 10. And Moses and Aaron gathered the assembly together before the rock. And he said to them, "Hear now, you rebels, must we bring water for you out of this rock?" Then Moses lifted his hand and struck the rock twice with his rod, and water came out abundantly, and the congregation and their animals drank. You can't live very long without water. God knew it, Moses knew it, and the thirsty nation of Israel knew it. So when the people complained again to Moses about their lack of water, it addressed a very real problem. Moses must have felt the pressure of always being the lightning rod for the problems of Israel. The way the people presented the problem didn't help. They brought the problem to Moses, steeped in their own unbelief, looking to Moses instead of looking to the Lord. And they were longing for Egypt all over again. Moses sought the Lord, falling on his face before God at the house of the Lord, experiencing a fresh encounter with the glory of the Lord. Then God told him what to do. And Moses began by doing exactly what the Lord told him to do. He took the rod and he gathered the people of Israel. But God never commanded Moses to speak to the nation. And he did. This is what he said. "Hear now, you rebels, must we bring water for you out of this rock?" You see, Moses felt that it was time for a lecture. And he laid it on the people of God. The lecture itself was bad enough, but the attitude of heart that it showed was even worse. It was a heart of anger and even contempt for the people of God. You could say that it was a bitter heart. Previously, Moses fell on his face before God when the people rebelled. That's back in Numbers chapter 16. At Meribah, when the people contended with Moses because there was no water, then Moses cried out to the Lord. He didn't cry out against the people. That's back in Exodus chapter 15. But here, Moses disobeyed God directly by striking the rock instead of speaking to it. When he struck the rock at the beginning of the Exodus journey, he only had to strike it once. Now, out of anger and frustration, he struck the rock twice. Despite Moses' lapse into sinful attitudes and actions, God still provided abundantly for the people. This teaches us that God's love for his people is so great that God will use truly imperfect instruments, and the fact that God uses someone is no evidence. It's no evidence to the servant or to the people that they themselves are really right with God or ministering according to God's heart. Friends, let's learn from this. Success is not the best measure of what is right before God. In our moments of success, we may not be clear-headed enough to discern if we did something according to God's heart. Moses provided water, and it came miraculously. You could say in that sense, he was successful. Yet God knew that Moses didn't act according to his heart. Moses learned that there was a better measure than simple success. Are you learning that heaven's applause is more important than success in the eyes of this world? That's a lesson for every one of us to learn today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.